The next patient is Doyle Wright. The last name is W-R-I-G-H-T. Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E is the first name, number one. This is the clinical case of a 50-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. The patient has been a diabetic for more than 20 years. He has some degree of macular degeneration. He is receiving intraocular injections. He has diabetic retinopathy and diabetic nephropathy with severe proteinuria. The latest laboratory workup that was done on the 14th of December of 2023, the serum creatinine remained to be 3.72. The BUN is 48. The fasting blood sugar is 132. The estimated eGFR is 19. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits. Albumin is 4.1. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the 3.48 grams of protein per gram of creatinine. It has remained unchanged. It's a nephrotic proteinuria, period. Taking this into consideration, I am going to refer him to the dialysis kidney program for the educators to evaluate them. I recommended peritoneal dialysis, and that is a decision that the patient has to make in conjunction with the wife. And by the same token, due to the severity of the disease and the need for renal replacement therapy, we are going to send him to the Largo Kidney Transplant Program. Period. The main concern in this particular case for PD is the vision, but the wife is very much involved in the care of this patient. Following number. Anemia, that is associated to chronic kidney disease. The patient is going to the Florida Cancer Center. He has been getting B12 injections. The latest hemoglobin that we have is 9.0. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension, it has been oscillating despite the fact that the patient remains in the same body weight. He's clear that the numbers that he gets at home are much better than the ones that I got here, 170/82. I spent 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we spent 25 minutes in the documentation set. 7 minutes. Revaluation in 2 months for laboratory workup.